Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
He got with the wrong crowd. We know it's the wrong crowd because when he got broke, they left him. Long as he had, they was partying hard. When he got broke, he's by himself with the hogs. Because he broke a hedge. But look at God's mercy. Come on, look at the Father's mercy. The Father was looking for him every day. He said, I know, I taught my son better. So I know what's on the inside of him. So when he goes through this season in his life, acting a fool, he'll be showing back up. Anybody been there? I've been there. I know what it's like. Come back, you know, it's like. Nothing to be ashamed of. He came, he said, listen, in my Father's house, listen, there's plenty. I'm going back to my Father's house. And he said, I'll be a servant. See, what breaking that hedge did, it devalued him. Amen. He lost the reality or the fact that he was a son. Amen. Tell somebody, once a son, always a son. Yeah, the devil is a liar. Okay, how far you get into the pigsty, amen, God still calls you a son. Oh, we should have shouted on that. Amen. No matter how far away you have drifted away, God still calls you a son. And he'll orchestrate everything to bringing you back into your proper place with him. Why? Because it's protection. You carry value. In the kingdom, you are bought with a price. You are not your own. You are God's. So God is responsible to bringing you back. Amen. And tell somebody, he will do it. And the prodigal came back and said, listen, Father, I have sinned. Let me be at least a servant in your house. Father had no servant. What you talking about servant? Wow, Jefferson. Put this ring on. Amen. Put this robe on. Get the musicians out here. Get that fatted calf I've been holding for him. We're going to have a party here. My son was dead. Dead from what? Dead from the provision. Dead from the protection. Dead from everything that the Father had provided. But he said, now he's alive. Come on, tell somebody, that's God's heart for you. No matter how you drift off, that's why he makes the way of a transgressor hard. Listen, that's how I pray. When I know somebody's drifting away from God, Lord, make it hard. Amen. Disrupt everything. Don't give them no peace in that foolishness. And that's an imprecatory prayer, but that's a prayer for your benefit. Amen. I get off into sin. Don't be praying, Lord, bless him. No. Amen. Just bless him, Lord. No. Mess him up. Amen. Make everything go wrong. Don't give him any peace out there with the devil. Amen. Let everybody turn on him. Amen. Let him lose everything. Amen. Just spare his life. Amen. Get all the pride out of him. Amen. That's one thing in that 40 days and 40 nights I lived on the street, God was dealing with pride. Oh, yeah, he squeezed a lot of it out. Mm-hmm. So he'll deal with us, but like the prodigal. Once a son, you are a son. Yes. Now, you can make life a lot easier, a lot more pleasant if you walk in wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes.
Amen.
Wisdom will add or multiply years to your life.
Yes.
Good years.
Yes.
You move in wisdom, the fear of the Lord, God's favor will be on your life.
Yes,
yes, you'll have trials and tests. But not like someone that's breaking hedges.
Amen. Amen.
Hello? You know, I was listening to some of the testimonies during the anniversary and even before that, listening to the testimonies. And I'm not being judgmental. But if the truth were told, and I would tell the truth, I know a lot of things that I suffered or went through, you know, people say, for the glory of God. It wasn't for the glory of God. It was because I broke a hedge.
Yeah.
Because of the rebellious part.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's what sin is. Sin is rebellion.
Amen.
And sin is rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Amen.
Trying to control your narrative.
Amen.
Being disobedient to God.
Wow.
Listen, hear me. I'm talking from experience. A lot of it. Most times when there's some real, like, disasters, now, oh, wow, they went through, wow, look at that. Most of the time, at the core of it,
amen,
they were rebellious.
Amen.
They brought that on themselves.
Amen.
It wasn't God doing it. Now, God spared them. God was there to just, you know, tell them, stay away. Most of the time. Amen. It's quiet. Amen lights. Every one of you lights. A small percentage of the time it's not. But I just want to bring a balance here because we're talking about the hedge. You're not living on the edge of something all the time, but living inside where God lays claim on ownership to us. We're His. He's responsible for us. Some fight their own battles all the time, not understanding that God is the one that fights the battles. This is where you have stunted your growth, fighting your own battles, fighting all the time. Fighting all the time. Got to have your way all the time. And use the scripture too. You ever heard a husband come home and say, the preacher said, wives, obey your husbands. He got off on the wrong foot already. You're messed up. The Bible says. Yeah, she said, and what? You just started a fight. The hedge preserves life. Number four, the hedge distinguishes the covenant people. Holiness, holy living. God continually distinguishes His people through holy living and a faithful witness. The church is a royal priesthood. It's time you started to truly embrace that. You are a royal lineage. Nothing average about you. The devil's always trying to devalue you. You hear that? You hear them voices a lot of times. You feel that oppression a lot of times. You're feeling bad about yourself. You're feeling like, you know, nowhere to turn, no one to talk to, and there's a battle going. That's the devil. That's the devils. And you have authority over them.
Amen.
Amen. Matter of fact, just this morning, I told him, shut up.
Amen. Amen.
I said, every one of you be silent. And guess what? They stopped too.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, try to study y'all just talking.
Amen. Amen.
Take your conversation elsewhere.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you have that authority? They have power to talk. You have authority to shut them up. They don't have authority to talk. Do you hear what I'm saying? They don't have authority to talk to you. They have power to talk to you. Because God never abdicated the power he gave the angels, even when they fell. It's just dark now. It's evil. But they still have power. But they did lose authority. So they have no right. Look at someone and tell them, you need to talk to them.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to me. In your time, when you... I remember this a long time. I was living in Chicago working for a bakery. And just had gotten saved and didn't know an awful lot about warfare. I know God had an angel had killed that rat. You remember that rat? So I knew something was up. I knew something to this thing. But the enemy would ride me. Because I was working alone. You know, wasn't anybody really talking to me. I'm in that truck. And working alone. And the enemy, anytime trouble would come, he'd start riding me. And just talking. And talking. And I'm thinking it's me. Feeling bad about me. You know, am I really saved? You know, can I do this? And did I make the right decision? I mean, all this stuff. And one day, I remember pulling up behind this restaurant. I forget what it was. It was on the west side of Chicago. About to unload bread, and the devil was talking. And the Lord said, rebuke him. I thought, what? Rebuke him? And then I said, I rebuke you. And guess what? The voice stopped. Some of us not only need to learn that, you must practice it. Daily, those evil thoughts, those limiting thoughts, those oppressive thoughts, that's not you. That's not who you are. You are a royal priesthood. You have a stature. You have value. You are God's instrument. Amen. You are born again, washed in the blood, head, not the tail. Well, why are you listening to all this stuff?
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.